From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. Just days after reiterating that military options for dealing with North Korea are still consideration, President Donald Trump said he's willing to meet its leader, Kim Jong-un. During an interview with Bloomberg News Monday, Trump said if it would be appropriate for him to meet Kim, he'd be honored to do it. The United States and North Korea have never had diplomatic relations. U.S. lawmakers had sharply diverging reactions to President Donald Trump's assertion that he'd be honored to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
While senators across the political spectrum would welcome a peaceful solution to the growing threat posed by Pyongyang's nuclear and ballistic missile program, many, including Democrat Mark Warner, were taken aback by President Trump's suggestion of a possible meeting with North Korea's leader.
I think it's very dangerous when the President of the United States, whether it's talking about the leader of North Korea or the President of the Philippines with his human rights records, blesses these leaders with their dictatorial and anti-human rights attitudes.
Asked whether anything productive could come from a Trump-Kim encounter, Republican John McCain shrugged.
I doubt it. I think you'd have to have some parameters before such a meeting would take place, but I'd be very skeptical.
By contrast, independent Senator Angus King said he would be supportive of some form of dialogue between Washington and Pyongyang. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
This is VOA News. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has issued a set of new policies that includes removing anti-Semitic language in its existing charter, severing ties with the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, and accepting the idea of a Palestinian state in territories seized by Israel in the Six-Day War of 1967. But the new document, which calls for closer ties with Egypt, continues to reject recognition of the Israeli state and repeats demands for the return of Palestinian refugees displaced decades ago by the establishment of Israel. There was no immediate response to the document in Western capitals Monday. Today's May Day, a day when many countries celebrate workers. The International Labour Organization says in sub-Saharan Africa, about three-fourths of all laborers work without contracts or job protections. Mohamed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi on the struggles these workers continue to face.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta pledged to tackle high unemployment during his speech at the annual May Day celebrations. 100 meters away, 31-year-old Christine Dunge continues with her work selling sodas and snacks. She has been a street vendor at this public park in central Nairobi for several years. She says these days getting a job is hard. I have decided to employ myself so that I can survive. In his address Monday, President Kenyatta announced that Kenya will be raising its minimum wage by 18%. The crowd cheered, but analysts say policies like raising the minimum wage won't help the majority of the workforce. According to the Kenyan government's 2017 economic survey, 833,000 jobs were created last year, but less than 20% of those jobs were in the formal sector. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Pope Francis has appealed for an end to violence in Venezuela that has left nearly 30 dead in anti-government clashes in the last month.
Non cessano di giungere drammatiche notizie.
Francis appealed to the government of President Nicolas Maduro and what he called all components of society to avoid violence, respect human rights, and negotiate their disputes. He decried what he called the grave humanitarian, social, political, and economic crisis that is exhausting the Venezuelan people. The embattled Maduro has ordered a 60% wage increase in the country's minimum wage. U.S. congressional negotiators came to an agreement late Sunday on a $1 trillion spending package that would fund the federal government through September. In Washington, I'm Ji Abili.
That's the latest world news from VOA.